Tom King.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East and Wisconsin Valley Conference baseball action, where today the Lumberjacks host the Wausau West Warriors. The first game of the year here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Because of wet field conditions, they have not been able to play and hardly have been able to practice outside up here. But today it is in playable condition, and we will have baseball for you here with two teams that are going in opposite directions a bit. The Lumberjacks did beat the Warriors earlier this season at Wausau West by a score of 4-1, but East has dropped four straight, while the Warriors have won four straight and also eight of their last nine. And they come in here tonight to try to keep that roll going, and we'll send Jacob Rader on the mound. East will counter with Luke Strick. Strick was the winning pitcher in the victory over the Warriors earlier this season at Wausau West. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and hear from both head coaches. First up, Wausau West head man Eric Greening, and then East coach Steve Heinrich. When we come back, you're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Greening before the game with Wausau East. Well, Coach, your team is playing well. Four in a row and seven or eight of the last nine. Pretty good to run for your squad right now.
Yeah, I think we're playing well right now. We've kind of figured some things out that we maybe didn't have together early in the year. And, you know, knowing that we were coming in with a young team, I knew it was going to take. Yeah, I think we're in a good place right now with our core group that we have, but we've had a lot of injuries as of late that have prevented us from keeping a consistent lineup out there. But everybody there so far that we've plugged in has contributed, so it's been good to see everybody from top to bottom helping us out.
You know, we don't talk a lot about individual players, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about the freshman you've got starting, Peyton Nelson, because it's not often that a freshman can start at the varsity level. And he steps right in there and plays like a veteran, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He's kind of the cornerstone of our defense in the outfield, and he's been our closer. I think he's got three saves now in the year, and he's kind of our go-to guy when we need a big spot late in the game on the mound. One concern I had of him coming in was how he was going to handle the pitching at the varsity level, and he's been pretty steady, and he's earned his spot in a leadoff spot for us now. And you've got some seniors that obviously are a solid part of your everyday rotation as well. Yeah, you know, Metz has really stepped up for us big on the mound and also at the plate over the last couple of weeks, and John Metzinger, and you know, we're relying on a lot of these guys who have varsity experience. Well, three of them that have varsity experience. I know Dreikos has absolutely been roping the ball for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Chris Clemente has been our catcher and been our cornerstone behind the dish for us. So the seniors have really, you know, really stepped up and kind of shown the younger guys, like you mentioned, the Peyton Nelson and a couple of the sophomores we have, kind of how we come together.
Who gets the ball on the hill today?
We're going to go with Jake Rader today. He's well-rested and ready to go. His last outing was at Merrill. I think he threw 59 pitches in five innings and really helped us out when we were in the middle of a seven-game and seven-day stretch by taking the ball for us and not having us go to our bullpen at all. So he's getting the ball again today after Mets went yesterday, and we have, you know, another one tomorrow. So it's kind of that time of year where you're just giving a ball to a guy and hoping he can get you as many innings as possible and filling in from there.
That's West Head Coach Eric Greening. Back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Just one.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Here's Lumberjacks coming out victorious in the first meeting of these two teams, and a home game, the first home game of the year for East here at Jack Torrizani Field.
Yeah, how about that, Tom? You know, we're finally on our field. What, it's May 15th, and we have a home baseball game, and we're kind of pleased with that. It's nice to be home. 4 years here.
And now trying to break a four-game losing streak, a couple of one-run losses in the last two games, and basically coming down to making a play here or there. And I think your players would be the first ones to tell you they should have made a few plays in those games, and it probably would have led to wins. Now it's just a question of doing it.
Exactly. You know, and the kids know. The kids know that we're close in a lot of ways. And you know, it's late in the season, but we're still trying to find ourselves. You know, the fact that we haven't had many outdoor practices, the games have been backed up on schedule because of the wet weather this spring. You know, it's one of those things where we need to find ourselves real quick, and the kids need to make all those normal routine plays, you know, and every so often you're going to boot one, and you hopefully our sticks will come alive and that one bad play doesn't cost us a game.
One guy who came up with a big two-out hit, drove in a couple of runs the other day, was Cam Gritzmacher. He's also thrown out some guys from the outfield this year, giving you some things as a senior in the starting lineup.
Yeah, Cameron, I've been very satisfied with his play. We lost him last year. He broke his wrist early on in the year, and you know, he lost that year's experience. And now he's just starting to settle into, you know, what varsity baseball is all about. We moved him into the three spot because he, for the most part, is a good contact hitter. He's going to put the ball in play. Watch, now that'll be the kiss of death I just gave him, but he's been playing well for us in the offensive and defensive end, and I'm real pleased with him coming up big and two out singles every so often.
Luke Strick will be back on the mound today. His last outing struggled with the situation with the cold weather on that day. Have you talked to him about that, what was causing the problem, and how he's going to try to fix that today?
You know, I'm not so sure. He missed a lot of those curveballs. I mean, it was close, and the umpire was calling him balls. He needed to make an adjustment and make him better pitchers. I don't think it was a big thing for him that day. It was, yeah, they were being called balls, and he kind of got behind, and the walks hurt us that day. But I think that was more of an aberration on his part. I don't think that curveball is going to be missing that much, I guess.
You mentioned it's getting late in the season. That being said, you're going to have a lot of baseball in the next 2 weeks. Your pitching staff's going to get a workout, a lot of games back up, and a busy 2 weeks.
Exactly. And, you know, we take a look and, you know, geez, we don't even know if we're going to put our portable backstop up because we've got maybe three or four practices left on this field. It's, you know, is it going to be worth it? And what hurts us, too, is that we're going to be losing Aiden Shine. You know, in practice the other day, taking some swings in the batting cage, Aiden twisted a knee. And he's out now he's day by day, but I think it might be week by week. So that loses a guy that we were counting on of eating some innings up here late in the season. So yeah, our pitchers are going to, they're needing to grow up real fast. And for us, it's a matter of throwing strikes.
As he said, Coach Steve Heinrich, back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Buck Warts.
Tom King back here on a cold and windy day at Jack Torrizzani Field. You'll be hearing the wind blowing up a gale here like it normally does, and it is blowing hard out toward right field here at the start of this game. Luke Strick taking his warm-up pitches for the Lumberjacks, who come in with a record of 4-7, just 1-4 in the conference. West coming in with a record of 8-3 overall, and they are 3-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Warriors. Peyton Nelson will lead off and play center field. Chris Clemente, the catcher, bats second. Kevin Conley at third base will hit third. John Metzinger, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Noah Dreikosin, the DH, will bat fifth. Mitch Leopold, the second baseman, hits sixth. Alex Osnes is the shortstop, batting seventh. Isaac Butke is in left field, batting eighth. And Kyle McMullen in right field hits ninth. The pitcher is Jacob Rader. And we are set to go. Warriors coming off a makeup game win last night over Wisconsin Rapids. Last time East played was on Monday when they dropped a 4-3 matchup with Lakeland up in Minocqua. And Strick ready to work to Nelson. The first pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strick works out of the stretch even with no one on base. Widmark playing in on the grass at third. Shoebring is back at first. Next pitch, curveball, and Nelson lays off in the dirt outside. It's 1-1. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, Willie Brand is in left, Eric Daniel in center, Cam Gritzmacher in right. Bryce Widmark at third, Jordan Heiding the shortstop, Adam Peterson is at second, and Ben Shoebring at first with Sam Romanski behind the plate. The 1-1 pitch, fastball high, 2-1 now. Two balls and one strike. Luke Strick's last outing was up in Rhinelander. He took the loss there. Pitch curveball, and Nelson fouls that one back to the screen, and the count remains 2-2. First game of the year here at Jack Torrizzani Field, so that means there will be a lot of home games for the final 2 weeks of the season. That is, of course, weather permitting. This field does not take water well at all. Strick with the 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside. Count now full, 3-2. You can hear the wind blowing through my microphone. Nelson, right-handed batter, digs in. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled, popped up, but fouling out of play, and the count remains full, 3-2. Nelson has really stepped into the varsity level with very few problems. He's been hitting the ball hard, lots of extra base hits. And the payoff pitch again, high and inside with a fastball, ball four, and Nelson is on a leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Chris Clemente, the catcher. Stretch by Strick, and the pitch. There's a strike fastball, and it's 1-1 now. Tomorrow, taking on D.C. Everest, we'll have that game live for you from Mark Simon Field down at Everest. Chris Conley will have the call. A 1-1 pitch. That's lined into right field. That's trouble. It's slicing away. Gritzmacher dives and makes the catch. He'll throw it back in. Clemente got robbed. That looked like it was going to get past Gritzmacher out in right field. That was a heck of a play as that ball was slicing away from Cam Gritzmacher, and he made the play with a diving catch, and there's one down. Nelson retreats to first base. Cam Gritzmacher has really been playing well in the outfield for the Lumberjacks, and he made a heck of a play right there. One down, runner still at first base for Kevin Conley, the third baseman. Left-handed hitter stands at hit in the air, foul down the left field line. It's going to drop. Actually, it's going to be a fair ball. A little blooper down the left field line. Thought that thing was going to go foul, but it's dropped in fair, and it's a base hit for Conley down the left field line. And West has runners on first and second. Willie Brandon to come a long way for that one. There was no way he was going to get that. Just a little dump job into the opposite field by Conley. And now West has runners at first and second with one out for John Metzinger, the first baseman. The Warriors struggle with still runners on first and second with one out and a run in. And the Lumberjacks in an early jam here. First inning down 1-0. Strick with the pitch, fastball way outside, and Murmanski gets a glove on that. And it's 1-0. East baseball, East-West baseball today brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Next pitch, high fastball inside, 2-0 now. Here's talk about it on the pregame show. Strick struggled with his control up in Rhinelander. Missed a lot of close pitches. Next pitch, fastball chopped towards short. Heidig stays down on it to get the force at second. The return throw is in time for a double play, and the inning is over. Didn't think they were going to be able to turn that. It was a bang-bang play at first, and the Lumberjacks get out of it with a double play, and the inning is over. But West scores first, one run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and one left. Score after a half inning, Warriors 1, East coming up. You're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Thornton Hiding leading things. Second, Cam Gritzmacher is the right fielder. He hits third. Ben Schubring at first base bats cleanup. Ian Corbett is the DH today, hitting fifth. Luke Strick pitching and hitting sixth. Eric Daniel in center field bats seventh. Sam Romanski is the catcher hitting eighth. And Bryce Widmark playing third base will bat ninth. Jacob Rader on the hill for the Warriors. Left-handed pitcher, and Hiding will stand in. First pitch from Rader is a fastball, and Hiding fouls it out of play, and he's in the hole 0-1. Defensively for the Warriors, left field Isaac Butke. Center field is Peyton Nelson. Right field is Kyle McMullen. Kevin Conley at third. Is high and outside, 1-2 now. Marshfield is playing at Wisconsin Rapids tonight in another Valley contest. Next pitch from Rader, curveball. Hiding gets it right back to the mound, knocked down by Rader, and he will throw out Hiding for the first out of the inning. One hopper off the glove of Rader at the mound, but he was able to just knock it down and throw out Hiding, and it'll bring up Willie Brandt. Brandt, left-handed hitter, good opposite field power for Willie. More of a gap hitter than a home run hitter. I don't think you can call anybody in high school baseball a home run hitter anymore with these limited flight bats. First pitch from Rader is a curveball that stays high, ball one. But Brandt able to hit balls to the gap, especially the opposite way. One ball, no strikes. Rader the wind and the pitch. Fastball high, 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes to the Lumberjack left fielder. Here it comes. Brand swings and misses, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Rader working quickly on a cold day. Next pitch, curveball, that stays high, and it's 3-1 now. Scoreboard isn't working here. Today, you can hear the wind again howling. Next pitch, and Brand pops it up on the infield. Raider's going to make an easy catch on that. Brand got jammed on a 3-1 pitch. Didn't get a good 3-1 cut right there, and pops it up to the mound for the second out. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher with a really good defensive play in that first inning. Lumberjacks turned a couple of defensive plays in that inning, or West could have scored more than one run. First pitch from Rader. To Gritzmacher, high and outside, ball one. Gritzmacher, a diving catch on a Chris Clemente line drive in right field, and then East turned a double play as well to get out of the inning. The wind and the pitch. And Gritzmacher takes that one. It's high, and it's 2-0 now. Next pitch, and Gritzmacher lines that ball into right field, and that is going to Drop for a base hit. A diving try by McMullen out there, but he got a piece of it, but it fell free, and Gritzmacher has a base hit here. And the Lumberjacks have a runner with two outs, and that will allow Ben Schubring to bat here in the first. So Schubring stands in. Raider will work out of the stretch. First pitch to Schubring, and he lines one to left field, but playable. Actually, it's going to drop in front of Butkey in left field. And East has a couple of runners on here now with two outs. Butkey playing deep because of this wind, and Schubring didn't get all of that one and dumps it into left field for a base hit. So Ian Corbett will bat with two on and two out. Lumberjacks looking to tie the game up here. It's 1-0 West. Gritzmacher takes his lead at second. Stretch by Raider. And the pitch. Corbett lays off high and outside. Ball one. East Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. The stretch by Raider. And the 1-0 pitch, Corbett swinging late, fouls it out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike on the Lumberjack DH. Raider looks in, gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch, breaking ball down low, and it's 2-1 now. Warriors wearing neon green jerseys today. This is called the Carp Cup game, which is played in honor of Ron Carpenter, longtime youth baseball coach here in Wausau. Neon green jerseys for the Warriors today, or neon yellow if you prefer. Here's the pitch. Corbett's going to line that one right back to the mound. Raider catches it, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks get a couple of hits, but nothing doing for East here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. And the score after one inning, West 1, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Buckhorns!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East as we go to the second inning. Warriors leading 1-0. They scored back in the first inning on an RBI single by John Metzinger, which drove in Peyton Nelson, the only run of the game. And it will be Mitch Leopold who will lead things off here for the Warriors in the second inning. Leopold, Osnes, and Butkey scheduled to hit against Luke Strick. Only a couple of weeks or so, 2.5 weeks until the tournament begins. I'm told that the seeding meeting is going to be next week sometime, Wednesday possibly. I'll double-check that. First pitch nails Leopold right in the back, and he is on. One pitch, and West has a base runner, a hit by pitch. Strick has had problems pitching inside this year so far. I think that's about the fifth guy he has hit with a pitch so far this season in limited innings. And West has a base runner here. With nobody on in the second, or nobody out in the second, Alex Osnes will stand in, the shortstop. Left-handed hitter. Strick will throw her to first, and Leopold dives back in. Lumberjack Warrior Baseball brought to you in part today by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. There goes Leopold, and a bunt attempt, and that's going to roll foul. think somebody missed a sign there. Leopold took off, and Austin is trying to lay down a bunt at the last second and rolled it foul down the third base line. Leopold had a good jump there, too. No balls and one strike to Alex Osnes. Strick throws over to first again. Runner dives back safely. Warriors, have, as we mentioned, have put together a pretty nice string of wins here. Four in a row. They beat Hartford in a doubleheader on Saturday. Next pitch by Strick and a bunt. That's down the third base line. Widmark's going to field it with the bare hand and throw out Osnes. Leopold got too far off, and he gets thrown out. Leopold went around the base too far, and a throw by Schubring to Heiding, and they get the double play on the sacrifice bunt attempt. Osnes will get credit for a sacrifice. He got thrown out by Bryce Widmark, and then a quick throw by Schubring. Leopold went around second base too far and got thrown out. So now two outs and nobody on, and Isaac Butkey will hit for the Warriors. First pitch from Strick, lifted in the air to right field and deep. Gritzmacher back, and he'll make a running catch, and the inning is over.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field, and something we have not seen very much of this year for the Lumberjacks, and that's good defense here in the first two innings of this game. Now let's see if they can get the bats going here in the bottom of the second. Luke Strick will lead things off. Eric Daniel and Sam Romanski also scheduled to hit against Jacob Rader. Lumberjacks take on the Evergreens of D.C. Everest tomorrow. And next week, a busy week. Non-conference game against Medford on Monday. Stevens Point comes here on Tuesday. East goes to Merrill for a doubleheader next Thursday. And then next Friday, they've got a non-conference game as well. Rader ready to work to Strick. First pitch, and Strick hits it hard right off Rader's shin. He's able to grab it and throw him out. Let's see if Rader's all right. Looks like he is. I don't know if that went off his foot. If it went off his shin, that's going to hurt, but it looks like he's okay. I think it went off his foot. Strick hit it hard. But I'll tell you what, the Lumberjacks have hit three balls back up the middle, and Rader's made all the plays so far. And with one down, it'll be Eric Daniel, the center fielder. They're going to let Rader throw a couple here, see if he can still plant with that. I think it hit off his front leg, which would be his right leg. He says he's okay, so Eric Greening says, all right, and we will continue. Nobody out, one on, or no, one out, nobody on here for the Lumberjacks, and Eric Daniel will stand in. Now we got a timeout by one of the Warrior players ties a shoelace. Now we're ready to go. And Daniel will step in, playing center field today for the Lumberjacks. First pitch from Rader. Slow curveball stays upstairs, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Wind up in the pitch curveball. Daniel hits it on the ground to short. Osnes up with it. The throw across is high, but Metzger is able to glove it for the out. And there are two down here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. Romanski digs in, right-handed batter facing the left-handed throwing Raider. Here's the first pitch. Romanski takes a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. The wind and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball bounces about 3 feet in front of the plate, and it's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. The wind and the pitch. Fastball down low, 2-1 now. Raider gets the sign he wants, the 2-1 pitch. That's down low again, 3-1 now to Romanski. It is overcast. It feels like October. It feels like football weather out here. Sam Romanski and Bryce Whitmark, the on-deck hitter, both football players for East. There's a strike. High strike outside, but it caught the corner apparently, and the count now full, 3-2. In fact, there were some football games this year where it wasn't this cold. Pitch from Raiders upstairs, ball four, and Romanski will draw a two-out walk, and that'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the third baseman. Going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Romanski, and that's going to be Tanner Denke, who will run for Romanski.
Courtesy runner on first base, number four, Tanner Denke.
So with two down and one on, Bryce Widmark will stand in. Widmark's been scuffling with the bat. Like to see him get going here. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. They dropped him down in the lineup here now. See if that takes a little pressure off and he can get going with the bat. Nothing in one. Hope they'll try to get Denke down to second base with two outs. He represents the tying run. Now a throw over by Raider, and Denke dives back in safely. Of course, harder to get a jump against a left-handed pitcher. You don't see a lefty too often, and that's why you don't get a lot of practice taking leads. He's got nailed with a foul ball from the JV field. It hit me in the back. Lucky it didn't hit me in the head. A dangerous area here. Next pitch to Widmark, high and outside, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Stretch by Raider in the pitch. Widmark with a late swing and will hit it foul and out of play down the right field line. And he's in the hole now, 1-2. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball high and outside. 2-2 now. Denke takes the lead at first. Raider with the stretch and the pitch. Widmark swings and misses on a pitch up and out of the strike zone, and the inning is over. For the Lumberjacks in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left. Score after two complete remains, West 1, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Bucksports!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field at Wausau East. We go to the top of the third inning. Warriors leading 1-0 over the Lumberjacks. And it'll be Kyle McMullen and then the top of the order for West here in the third. Take a look at the schedule upcoming. As we mentioned, the Lumberjacks take on D.C. Everest tomorrow. Chris Conley will have the call of that. Everest has a doubleheader on Saturday scheduled against Eau Claire Memorial. 10:45 pregame for that. We'll get you the rest of next week's action here in a moment. Luke Strick ready to work to Kyle McMullen, the Warrior right fielder. First pitch, breaking ball rides low and outside, ball one. Monday, the Lumberjacks will take on Medford here. A doubleheader of action for you on Tuesday. First up, it'll be East and Stevens Point, followed by D.C. Everest against Marshfield. Next pitch from Strick, fastball, and McMullen swings late, pops it up, foul. Romanski goes over and takes a look, but it's going to be out of play. Shubring was over there as well. 1-1 now to McMullen. Next Thursday, a week from tonight, it'll be D.C. Everest and Wausau West in game one of our doubleheader, followed by East taking on Merrill in a double dip. So it'll be a triple header of action for you next Thursday here. And then next Friday, a couple of non-conference games, the Evergreens against Lakeland and East taking on Tomahawk. Next pitch from Strick, curveball in the dirt, and it's a ball 2-1. Once again, Luke Strick having problems controlling the curve. I think he's only thrown a couple for strikes so far. And I got to believe the cold weather has something to do with the ability to grip the baseball the way he wants to and get that curveball over. 2-1 pitch, fastball. McMullen lines that one to the gap in right center. That's going to drop. Gritzmacher cuts it off. McMullen's going to think about it. Double, but then he goes back to first. Nice throw in from Gritzmacher to second base, and Kyle McMullen has a single to lead off here in the third inning. And when you can't throw the curve for strikes and hitters can lay on the fastball, they're going to get good rips at it, and McMullen got a good rip right there and took it to the gap in right center. This grass, though, is very thick and spongy here, and the ball is not going to roll very far in the outfield, so they were able to hold him to a single. And Peyton Nelson will stand in. Nelson walked and scored back in the first. The only run of the game, he squares to bunt, went after a high pitch and missed it, and it's 0-1. Nelson with good speed, so any sacrifice attempt always has the possibility of Nelson beating it out for a hit as well. Stretch by Strick and the pitch. Curveball lifted in the air, playable. Eric Daniel slides in a bit and will make the catch for the first out. Curveball had Nelson out on his front foot that time, and he undercut it and popped it up to center. And there's one down now for Chris Clemente, the catcher. He hit a rope to right field his first time up. Cam Gritzmacher robbed him with a diving catch in right. So with one down, Kyle McMullen takes his lead at first. Strick checks the runner. Pitch to Clemente, curveball for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. There's back-to-back curves for strikes there by Luke Strick. Nothing and one to Chris Clemente. And the pitch. Another breaking ball. This one down low, blocked by Romanski, and it's 1-1. The check of the runner at first, and the pitch. Fastball, chopped right back to the mound, past Strick. Peterson's got it, feeds Heidi for one. The relay is in time, a double play, and the inning is over. Second double play turned here by the Lumberjacks today, and West is done in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score, after 2.5 innings of play, remains West 1, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order? Oh, I aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DuVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DuVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Warriors leading East 1-0. And the top of the order coming up for the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher to face Jake Rader. East-West Baseball also brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And a reminder that if you're at the game, to take your pictures and post them to everythinglumberjacks.com. You can use the hashtag Wausau East, and that's where you can hear all the play-by-play podcasts, see game photos, and a whole lot more, everythinglumberjacks.com. It's part of our website at foxsportswausau.com. Heiding steps in to face Rader here with nobody on and nobody out here in the first. First pitch from Rader. Heiding swings late and misses, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Rader ready to work. The wind and the pitch way high. 1-1 now. This is two consecutive springs where the weather has just been miserable. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. At least last year, the month of April was very bad. May got better, though. This year, the crummy spring has extended into May as well. I mean, they're talking about snowflakes in the Northwoods here today and tomorrow. It's May 15th. Next pitch from Rader, curveball, and Heiding hits it hard up the middle off the glove of the diving attempt by Osnes, the shortstop. And Heiding has a base hit here to lead off the third inning. That'll bring up Willie Brand, who popped up to the mound his first time up. So Heiding, the leadoff man, and the representing the tying run at first base for East. And Brand steps in. He squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, high pitch, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Later, the stretch and the pitch, Brand pops up the bunt, and Clemente makes the catch for the out. That's really the first failure to execute today by the Lumberjacks. They couldn't move the runner, and there's one down.
Number 13,
right fielder, for Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher had a single his first time up. Heiding still at first base, though, after the failed sacrifice attempt. Rader, the stretch, and the pitch. And Gritzmacher hits it hard to right field, but going back to make the play is McMullen, and Heiding will retreat to first base. Gritzmacher hit it well to the opposite field, but even with the wind blowing out today, that ball got caught by McMullen out in right field for the second out. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the first baseman. He had a base hit his first time up. Dumped one into left field. Heiding with the now the runner goes. Clemente's throw down to second is high, but it's in time. No, safe. Heiding got on in underneath the tag for the out. So the Lumberjacks have the tying run at second base, the stolen base for Jordan Heiding. Throw was a little bit high, and Leopold went up to get it. By the time he came down to make the tag, Heiding got the foot in under the tag, and he is safe. So now Schubring with a chance to tie the game here. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's 1-0 West. Two down here in the third. So Schubring needs to come up with a two-out hit here in order to try to tie this one up. Heiding takes his lead at second. The stretch by Rader and the pitch. Schubring takes it outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes to the Lumberjack first baseman. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball down low. It's 2-0 now. Clemente will go out and have a talk with his pitcher. They didn't really change signs there with the runner at second base. Now they will, I would imagine. And a reminder that East Baseball, East West Baseball today brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Two and nothing to Ben Schubring. Stretch by Rader. And the pitch. Fastball, he takes that one for a strike, and it's 2-1. Actually, it's 3-1. 3-1? All right, 3-1. Stretch by Rader, the check, and the pitch. Schubring laces it to deep left center field. Nelson's going back. He's not going to get that one. It's off the fence. That'll tie the game. Schubring's going to go to second with a double. Ben Schubring hasn't had a whole lot of those hard-hit balls, but he had one right there. A booming double of the gap in left center field, and the Lumberjacks have tied the game here. It's 1-1. And it was a two-out hit on top of it. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the DH. Corbett hit a soft liner back to the mound to end the first inning. And now has a chance to give the Lumberjacks the lead here. Schubring's got a couple of base hits today now. And he takes his lead at second base. Stretch by Rader and the pitch. That's high, ball one. One ball and no strikes to the Lumberjack designated hitter hitting today for second baseman Adam Peterson. The stretch by Rader and the pitch. Corbett swings late, fouls it out of play right side, and it's 1-1. One ball and no strikes. One ball and one strike to Ian Corbett. The stretch by Rader. The check of Schubring at second and the pitch. That's way high. 2-1. The Valley Conference is really a logjam behind Spash. Spash is in first place comfortably. They haven't lost yet. Everybody else kind of jockeying for position with a number of losses in conference play. Stretch by Rader and the pitch. That's high again. 3-1 now to Ian Corbett. Luke Strick waits on deck. Rader gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. That's in the dirt. Ball four. Corbett will draw a walk here. And that puts runners at first and second with two outs for Luke Strick. Strick hit a hard ground ball off of Rader's leg and was thrown out back in the second. And we're going to get a timeout here while Eric Greening comes out to have a conversation with his pitcher. East-West Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack and Warrior Sports today because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Strick, if we go back to the game against Lakeland on Monday, Strick had a couple of base hits, scored a couple of runs. He had a double in that game against Lakeland. And looking to keep that going here today and has a chance to give East the lead. So he stands in now with two down, runners at first and second. Stretch by Rader and the pitch. Strick lays off. Ball pops away from Clemente and it rolls and both runners will advance. So a wild pitch puts the runners at second and third now, taking off the force as well. And If Strick can dump one in here now, maybe two runs can score for the Lumberjacks. Wind picking up again here. So now Rader will work out of the windup with runners at second and third. And the pitch. And Strick lifts it in the air, but playable in right field. McMullen's got a beat on that, and he'll make the play, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks get one to tie it, leave a couple of runners in scoring position. One run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and two left. And the score after three complete. It's West 1, East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference.